I want to speak to Carma Dare, who is indeed the expert in the field that I was talking about a moment ago. This gaming addiction, the founder of Game Quitters and a leading world voice, really, in video game addiction and treatment. Carm, good morning.
Good morning.
Some people will be thinking you can't really get addicted. It's just that you love doing it. What symptoms show when someone has the addiction to gaming as opposed to just a love for it?
The difference between a passion and an addiction is when you're continuing to use despite negative impact. When it's becoming the only thing that you're doing, when your life revolves around the activity instead of the activity revolving around your life. And the World Health Organization has officially recognized gaming disorder as a real issue. So it definitely is an issue for about 3 to 4% of gamers. But most people who play are fine, and we should celebrate that as well.
Now, parents will be worried. They'll be concerned. What's your advice?
The first thing is just to seek help. Help is available, whether it's on gamecores.com or there's a residential treatment center in Thailand called The Cabin. There's professionals now, therapists you can work with. So just reach out for help. It's also, you want to keep it from becoming the single focus in your life. Keep a balance of different activities. Make sure you still have face-to-face interactions. Make sure you still have time in nature. You have other activities, especially exercise. Here in the UK, it's, you know, dark and cloudy. So making sure you're doing the basics and keep gaming from being the only thing that you're doing. And for parents that need to set limits, make sure that you're holding boundaries and dealing with any emotional blackmail that's coming. You got to stand your ground and stay firm in it.
You mentioned people not getting exercise, and if you are sitting on your backside playing a game, you know, for hours on end, it is, I suppose, it's taking over where previously you might have been out climbing trees or kicking a football or skipping or doing whatever you would have done as a young person. That has a health impact.
Whether you're gaming or you're doing anything, if you're sitting on a computer in a dark room for 15, 16 hours a day, that's not healthy. And so if you're gaming or you're spending a lot of time on a computer, you need to make sure that you're balancing that with exercise, with stretching, with really healthy food. But most gamers, they're gaming 15, 16 hours a day when it's a problem. They're drinking energy drinks, lots of sugar, junk food, and they're sitting in a dark room isolated with no sunlight. So of course, you know, they're struggling. And we can start to shift some of that. So for parents, you can move devices into, you know, the living room. Make sure that there's windows up, try to have some natural sunlight, take vitamin D to make sure that you're kind of helping with some of the depression symptoms. And obviously I'm not a medical expert, so take that with a grain of salt, but make sure you're doing what you can to keep these symptoms down.
And does this lead to friction in families? You mentioned that you're not going to be coaxed or coerced in some way by the young person making you feel guilty. There's bound to be friction between parents and children.
Well, just ask any parent who has a gamer. They'll say it's like World War III when we call them for dinner. And there's some certain reasons why that happens. You know, for instance, a lot of the games now are designed where there isn't a pause button. You can't pause it and come back to it after you've saved your progress. You have to play now. And if you leave, you'll lose your ranking or you'll lose your rating, or it's going to hurt your friends' rankings because you're all playing together. And so there's a lot of pressure for them to be playing and to continue to play. So for parents, just understanding that certain games tend to be more risky than others. A game like Fortnite, where it's a battle royale, you, 99 players, last player standing. If you're the third player left and mom calls you for dinner, of course that's a problem. But making sure that you also shift to more single player games, offline games, story-based games that you can save your progress can help a lot. And just for parents out there, don't say that they're addicted to gaming, because it's important for you to know if they are. But if you're telling your kid you're addicted to gaming, it is creating a lot of shame and stigma, and it is creating a lot more conflict. So finding more ways to connect around the subject while having healthy boundaries is key.
Could it be an escape from something else, that kids are isolating themselves maybe from bullying or whatever?
It was for me, but also if I never quit gaming, I would have never turned things around. And so with any addiction, generally, there's different risk factors, underlying causes, comorbidity factors. And so anxiety and depression tend to be common ones, but not all gamers are depressed. In a study we published in psychiatry research, only half of the gamers that we profiled who met criteria for gaming disorder actually had depression. So half is important to recognize because it does play a role, but it's not everyone. And sometimes that depression can come from the fact that you're continuing the game and your life is falling apart, and you're isolated in a bedroom. And that's an environment that would create a lot of depression as well. So it's a chicken and an egg. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, but it's not everybody.
And you're working closely with a private addiction treatment center on this. It's such a serious issue worldwide.
I've been getting emails and calls for years from parents who are in very severe situations. And I've always tried to advocate to share my story and bring more awareness, but I'm not a licensed therapist and I don't act like one. And so I wanted to find someone who was and who could actually treat these more severe cases. And that's the cabin in Chiang Mai. And I've been out to the center. I speak with the boys. It's a fantastic center. It's helped a lot. And that is something available for parents of more severe situations. But not everyone's there, and it's important to distinguish what is and what isn't a problem. And we do have a webinar coming up on April 30th on theedgerehab.com that can help you be able to distinguish that, learn more information.
Yeah, because this is, what you're talking about is a special rehab unit for young men 18 to 26 who are so addicted.
And we're at capacity at the moment. Yeah. That's how big of a problem it is. You know, we're at capacity.
It's incredible to think that it has affected their minds to that extent. And just briefly, Cam, remind us of your story, because you went through a tough time yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I got to a point where I was gaming 16 hours a day. I was very depressed, very anxious. Got to a point where I was pretending to have jobs and deceiving my family. My parents thought I was working a job, but I was actually sneaking in through my window and going back to sleep, and I was gaming all night. And eventually I wrote a suicide note, and that's where I realized I needed to make a change. And that change for me began by quitting gaming, because if I didn't quit gaming, I would never do anything else with my life. And looking back, that's about 10 years ago, you know, things are a lot better now. I did relapse at one point where I started gaming for 16 hours a day, literally for 5 months straight overnight. And that's when I realized, you know, I really need to move on for good. But I'm just one example of tens of thousands of people who come forward every single month asking for help. And I think our answer as a society should be, okay, how can we help?
Do you have a recommended website for parents who may be worried on the back of our conversation?
GameQuiz.com. On the homepage, we have a quiz that parents can fill out to assess their situation, understand more about, you know, their own situation. And theedgerehab.com is also a good resource as well.
Okay, gamequiz.com and the Edge...
Gamequitters.com.
And what's the one with the Edge in it?
Thank you. TheEdgeRehab.com.
TheEdgeRehab.com. You can visit the websites. We're not recommending that you do anything more than that, but if you have worries or concerns about your children or yourself, of course, spending too much time on the terminal, maybe it's worth a read. Cam, thank you very much indeed. It's 20 to 11.